Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Chobot HaLevavot writes in the Sha'ar HaBitachon that we are obligated to take care of our health and go to doctors and take medications when necessary, as Hashem commanded us in the Torah. But at the same time, we are to believe be'emunah shelema, that our healing does not come because of what a doctor did or because of a medication that we took, but rather it's only because Hashem said it was time to be healed. People can go from doctor to doctor without finding a cure to their sickness. They can take many different medications without finding relief because they are not what heal. But we still have to do our best to find the right doctors and the right medications. Because when Hashem does decide that we should be healed, He heals us through those doctors and those medications. The efforts are up to us, but the outcomes are up to Hashem. Rabbi Yechiel Michal Feinstein had a daughter with a bad case of asthma, and the family made sure to have many inhalers available in case she ever had an attack. But lo aleinu, one time she had an attack at home, and nobody could find an inhaler to help her, and she returned her soul to her Creator. During the Shiva, Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky visited, and he heard some of the mourners blaming themselves for not finding the inhalers in time. They found them later, all under one of the beds. And Rabbi Yaakov told them, "I have a tradition from the Mashgiach of Lamja, Rav Moshe Rosenstein, that our obligation of Hishtadlut is only regarding the future, meaning we have to do the best we can to bring about our desired results. But regarding the past, what has happened already, it has nothing to do with us. The will of Hashem always comes to fruition. We should never think, if I would have done something else, it would have changed what happened already. We should never say, if we would have gone to that doctor or taken that medication, things would have been different. No, the healing or the lack of healing is only me'et Hashem, not from the means we chose to use or the means we didn't use." The Chovot HaLevavot writes further, "Sometimes Hashem will even heal us with His word alone. Like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yishlach devaro v'yirpa'en. Hashem says the word, and all of a sudden we're healed. Which means Hashem heals us with no medications and no doctors. How many times have we seen people with severe illnesses, and out of nowhere, it just disappeared with no explanation? That is Yishlach devaro v'yirpa'em. We still have to go to doctors, but it is possible that Hashem will heal us without any means. I read a story about a 20-year-old boy who was in a terrible car accident, and he sustained a fracture of his third and fourth cervical vertebrae. He barely survived the accident and was initially totally quadriplegic. During a long and difficult healing process, there were some signs of neurological recovery, movement of a finger here, returning of a sensation there, and incredibly, what seemed like a miracle, he was able to walk again. But there was one thing the urologists were sure about. He was going to require a lifelong catheter. After a spinal cord injury like his, they had never seen otherwise. This was obviously going to be a major problem he was facing for the rest of his life. But then, the impossible happened. One day, out of nowhere, that he no longer required that catheter. It was nothing short of Yishlach Devaro V'Yirpa'em. Hashem said the word, and he was healed. The boy at the time was not that religious. But after experiencing this miracle, he committed to saying Asher Yatzar every time he would go to the bathroom. And the first time he said it after he was healed, he was so emotional, saying the beracha with tears. Health is the greatest blessing. We are to do our best to take care of it and seek out the right help when necessary, yet the whole time knowing that all of the results are only in the hands of Hashem. Have a great day.